Starting with review introductions, quick update on the status of the working group creation, update on the playground. There's some old pull requests out there, action item review, and then suggestions for next week. We have kind of a light agenda this week, knowing the IMS Badge Summit's happening today. We suspected that we might have a little bit of a light attendance, although there's a lot of people here. That's great. So before we jump in, are there any items that are missing that we need to discuss this week that anyone on the call would suggest? All right, well, let's jump in then to introductions. Kim, would you mind introducing yourself to the crew here?
I'm sorry, did you say me to introduce myself?
Yes, please, Kim.
Sorry, my phone cut out. Sorry about that.
No problem. Yes,
so I'm Kim Duffy with Blocksurf. I've been talking to Manu. We're building some blockchain extension, verification extensions to open badges, and that led me to verifiable claims, and I've also been very interested in a lot of other sort of initiatives that this group is involved with, like the proof of publication, the identity profile model, all kinds of stuff. So I basically wanted to become a more active lurker to hear everything that's going on and, you know, hear about the updates.
All right, great. Thanks for that, and welcome to the call today.
Thank you.
The next, Kim or Manny, you're on the queue.
Yeah, just real quick. So Kim had some pretty interesting use cases that we've been kind of talking about offline, and I wanted to make sure that the group picked them up and talked about them at some point. So Kim, maybe you and I can coordinate this week at some point to kind of get some clarity around the use case, and then I think we should put it forward to the group so that we have some discussion. The plan being to introduce it to the group here, you know, hash out a rough kind of view of what you're trying to do looks like in a verifiable claim, and then take it to the rebooting Web of Trust workshop and work on it there face-to-face in April at some point. So I don't know what your plans were, Kim, but, you know, I'd like to see if we can do that. So interested to hear if you think that's a good, like, way to work on the stuff that you brought up in email, or if you want to do something
else. Actually, that sounds perfect, but I didn't want to bring it up today before sort of writing up something that more people can look at. So the flow that you mentioned sounds perfect.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. That sounds like an action item, Manny. Can we write that down as a task offline that we might track? You guys should review use cases and bring them back to the group in the next week or two to discuss. Next few weeks.
Done.
Thank you.
The other thing real quick, Kim, since you're new to the group, we do a lot. We are live scribing this on an IRC channel, and it should be in that link that I sent you the other day. So you're going to miss a number of links and stuff if you're not on the IRC channel. Just a heads up.
Okay, I'll use that next time. This time I was driving, so.
Got it.
Sure. All right, next topic then is the status of the working group creation. Manu, can you give us some insight from membership about where we are? What's fair to share?
No new insight. So we need to, I think the chairs need to reach out and ask them where they are. It's been 3 weeks since they last you know, we last had contact. So they need to, you know, they need to give us better status updates on where things are. So yeah, if the chairs can reach out, that would be good. So that's an action on, you know, you and Richard and Dan.
Yeah. All right. I'll take that. Next topic today, then, ripping through the agenda pretty quickly. I added a topic for upgrade or update on the verifiable claims playground, which I just noticed I misspelled in the email. Who's dialing in from 727?
If you'll give me a second, I'm typing it in. It's David.
Okay, great. Thank you. I don't have much to say about this, but I know that the playground is relatively new in the last week or two. And I thought we could take temperature with the people on the call here. Is it working? Any actions to take out of this? What's the status of the playground as it sits today? Who's used it yet? Manu, you're on the queue?
Yeah, so not much has happened since it went live, which is fine. It is barely operational. It needs a lot of love. I think what we're going to try and do over the next couple of weeks is add more examples. You know, Christopher Allen had this like desire to start getting a collection of examples together in different market verticals. So I think we're going to start adding those. It's fairly easy to add those. So that's why, you know, I think, you know, we're trying to get multiple things done at the same time. So I think maybe we can take Kim's use case and boil it down into an example. We've got some new financial industry use cases that we can boil down. We've got a loyalty card use case that we can put in there. So we're going to be doing that. We've also kind of pulled a junior dev in to try and clean up the spaghetti code mess that it is right now. So that's kind of ongoing, but that's kind of a semester project for a junior developer. That's still in college, so that might take a bit. In the meantime, pull requests are very welcome. Please don't hesitate to jump in and fix something that you see that's wrong with it. There's a lot that needs to be fixed. That's it.
Matt Larson, you're on the queue.
Hi. Yeah, I've messed around with it a bit. So I do have a question. Can I put in my own RSA key and then see it come out? Because what I'm trying to do with it is verify that what I have built, it would, you know, matches what the output of the playground. Or do I mean, another thing I can do is just use the RSA key that gets generated and then just sort of.
You should be able to. Yeah, you should be able to dump any RSA private key into the box. Keep in mind, let me check really quickly to see if that's actually working. Yeah, you should be able to dump any PEM encoded private key that you generate via like OpenSSL in there. Of course, the clear warning is like, do not do that with the production key.
No, this is a demo.
Clearly.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yep.
All right. Thanks.
And that should be working right now.
And in terms of the conversation or dialogue about the playground, I'm assuming the issues in GitHub is the place where we're, people are contributing and discussing status and issues like this, like whether the key would work.
Yes.
Are there, Manu, are there any things that we should put on our running action list for the playground that we might start tracking?
Not that I can think of. It's kind of one of these things that is going to be constantly in the background for the next year or two. So if people have examples they want to see, please raise an issue, and we will try to get that example integrated. And in the meantime, you know, it's going to proceed at the same slow pace that all of these open source tools proceed. Whenever people have time, they'll fix the things that are most annoying to them, and we will hopefully see it get easier to use over the next couple of months.
All right, great. All right, we'll move to the next topic then, if there's no more discussion about the playground today. Next topic is old pull requests. It's a bit of a bookkeeping topic for us. I noticed that both the use cases and data model projects have a couple of pull requests that are floating around. Some of them are kind of old. And I'd like to have a quick discussion about how we track those and get them disposed of one way or the other. What's the process for this typically, Manu? Do we just kind of keep pinging the group to say, hey, make a decision, let's move on?
We're a bit more direct than that. We do want to ping the group, but in every single pull request, if you create a pull request, and Joe's done this, so this is great. So based on the conversation we had last week, let me go ahead and get a link to that. Joe wrote the section on correlation usage patterns and put in a pull request here. I went in and cleaned up some of the HTML in the spec as a result of that, and we have a fairly good PR for that issue, which is great. So that's exactly how it should happen. It's, you know, we discussed it in the group. Joe had a couple of concerns last week. He got answers to that. He sat down and wrote the section of the spec, put it in as a PR. I did a review on it. I think Adam Migas is also tagged to review, as well as Johnny Crunch. So as long as we get those three, you know, reviews in after around 7 days, if there are no objections to it, the editors will just merge it in. So that's the typical process. It's somebody writes the spec text, puts in a PR, and they, when they submit the PR, should tag people to review it. These are people that they think are going to have insight into the text that they put in there. I suggest at least three reviewers per pull request, so try to tag three people in there. And after around, you know, 7 to 14 days, it's really a judgment call on the editors. If they haven't seen any objections, they pull it into the spec. So Joe's needs, you know, this specific one, pull request 37, needs Adam Migas and Johnny Crunch, or two other people, volunteers, to review that PR. Did that answer your question, Matt?
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. There are a couple out there from December. I don't know if there are reviewers to tag. Vern, you're up next. You might be speaking to these, because I think your name's on a couple of those.
So this is Dan. The other comment I was going to make, actually, was just that if there are the chairs and editors do have the opportunity to request review additionally from other people if they believe that the set of reviewers doesn't cover the set of people who might have opinions on it. But otherwise, I agree with Manu. The key here is once it's been reviewed, by people who are likely to care, and there are no remaining objections, then it's up to the editors to merge it. And so the editors will make a decision. Either they believe it's ready, or they, you know, if they need some tweaks, they'll do that. But you know, like to, you know, when I say tweaks, I mean tweaks like, you know, misspellings or whatever. Okay, editors can always make those changes. But otherwise, then it can just go in. The key is if there's a disagreement or a discussion still going on, you don't merge it. Also, if you get to a point where it's clear that the PR is not going to go anywhere, this can happen sometimes where that, you know, the direction that that PR is going is just not right, and another PR gets proposed instead, and everyone pretty much understands that we're going in the other direction, then the chairs or editors can just, you know, put a note in the original PR and close it without merging.
All right. Joe, you're up next on the queue.
Okay. Actually, I just got confused because Manu had asked a question. But my question is there a lightweight way to thumbs up on a pull request? Not to say that, you know, I feel I'm authority on that issue, but like, yes, that sounds good. I mean, is that something in GitHub you can just click on a plus one kind of thing?
There's a thumbs up. There's a reaction emoticon that you can use on pull requests that is literally a thumbs up. So, yes.
Okay.
Put it on. If you want to thumbs up something, you can put it on the very top comment. So, in a PR, I'm going to put a link in here. So, in PR 37, if you like the PR, at the very top, Joe's comment addresses issue number 12. Do the plus smiley face and then the thumbs up, and that is a way to tell people that you approve.
We don't even have to be that formal. If you can't find the thumbs up, if you just put a comment, looks good to me, that's fine. You know, really, it doesn't have to be anything fancy. There are human beings looking at this.
Okay.
Yeah, like
Steve
Longley said, LGTM, that's before the thumbs up existed in GitHub, there are a number of groups that sort of got in the habit of you'll see that sometimes, LGTM, for just looks good to me. And, you know, and again, that's enough. Either way.
Oops.
Okay, I guess the hair I was trying to split probably isn't worth splitting simply because getting any kind of feedback and any kind of engagement can help build consensus. So thank you for that. In the IRC, Manu, you had asked if I was here.
Yes. Yeah, no, I was just going to say awesome job on that PR. So that's like exactly what we want to see. And that will help the group get a good bit of forward momentum. The more people we have doing PRs like you did last week, the faster we're going to be able to get this thing done. So thank you.
Cool. Thank you. You know, I don't know. I guess we have quite a few people on the call, but that really was a chore. You know, in fact, I think on last week's call, I said maybe we're going about this the wrong way. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I pushed through it. And, you know, I had questions and doubts as I wrote it up, but I figured I'd get a skeleton in there, a framework that seemed to make sense, and I'm glad it also seemed to make sense to you and others. So cool.
Nice job. It's very exciting. We had on this topic, let's see, anybody else on the queue? we had a topic a few weeks ago about pull requests and kind of a lightweight training in GitHub. There was a second chapter of that that Dan offered. Is that something the group's still interested in, or are we kind of in a flow now that we don't need it? Anyone? Oh, can you guys hear me still?
Yep.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes.
Vern, you're up on the queue.
Yeah, just to say that, you know, it's available in the archives, and anyone can just, you know, look at it. So if there's anyone who would like that presented and to have a discussion about it, let us know, and we will, you know, let the chairs know, and we'll schedule it.
Great.
This is part two that he's referring to, by the way, not the part one.
Right.
If I find a link quickly here, I'll send it out.
All right, let's move to the next topic then. So we have, before we move on, there are a couple of pull requests from December that Dan submitted, both in use cases and data model. Is it up to whoever, let's see, Steve Rowett did a couple of them on use cases, and Dan did them in data model. Is it up to the submitter to sort of beat the bushes for getting a review and getting a final disposition on these, or?
But if you're looking at, the only ones I submitted actually early on were test samples that went with the pull request tutorial.
Okay, yeah, there's an ignore me one, and there was something else, for example, a comment.
Right.
Yeah, so Dan, the use cases, it's unclear who the lead editor on the use cases are. I haven't touched Stephen Rowett's use cases, mostly because I thought you were going to get back into doing, you know, merging PRs in. A lot of Stephen's ones look fairly good. Next step on that might be to assign a couple of reviewers. So Dan, I'm asking you specifically to assign some reviewers. And then so that we can get those kind of in there. I think those have been floating out there a bit too long.
Yeah, agreed. I'm sorry, I missed that. And yes, I will get back into applying some pull requests. Let's see. So some of the things that really are typos, if they're truly typos, I'm just going to merge them, right?
Yep.
That, you know, editor discretion. But if it's a topic that, you know, is substantial, then yes, I will assign reviewers or request reviewers.
Awesome. Thanks.
Great. That's exactly what I was hoping to have happen. Thank you very much.
This is Joe. I do have a question. Unless someone's on the queue. Didn't mean to.
Mano's on the queue.
I am. I'll put you on, Joe. Yeah, just to note that we have a couple of other pull requests. Sorry, I'm trying to get a link. Added a few PRs today. So I added a couple of PRs today to address issues. Joe inspired me to get a couple of my action items done. So there are three PRs with people assigned to them. So I think Adam Migas, Johnny Crunch, Adrian Gropper, and I think Joe have tagged you guys as reviewers. So please do the reviews. If you have any suggested changes, I'll make them, and then you know, thumbs up or say the PR is okay. But we've got three new ones as of yesterday and today.
So on that, how do I see that I was tagged? I mean, I'm guessing I got an email somewhere that
you have an email.
I probably filtered into a box somewhere. But is there a way I can go to the repo and filter?
That's a good question. I think filter by review, waiting review from you. So. There's a way, you go to the pull request, and then on the right drop down, you see reviews, at the very bottom of it, it says awaiting review from you.
Reviews, awaiting review from you. Okay, very cool. Okay. Great. And then my question in the queue, if I could address that.
Yes.
Is that, so when I was editing the, what became my pull request, is there a way to see the HTML rendered?
No. the only way to do that, I mean, yes, you have to set up a web server, local. Actually, no, sorry. You could actually open the file for most of this by doing file colon and putting that in the URL bar, if you've ever done that before. So I believe the data model spec, you can do that. You can look at something off of your local file system using just any regular web browser.
I know there's tons of ways I can render it, but right, because when you view it in the preview, of course, it shows you the HTML. It doesn't show you the.
You're using GitHub to do your pull request. Is that correct? Like you're using the editor on GitHub.
Oh, that's how I did the edit. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So the rest of us basically check out the repo on our local machine, and we edit using a local editor, and that would allow you to look at the file. It's really hard to do pull requests through GitHub's online editor.
Yeah. So this is Dan. Sorry. I just want to jump in on that. The first tutorial I sent was about using it doing this within GitHub, like you're talking about, and the second tutorial was about how to do the checkout to edit locally.
I've
advanced
GitHub all day long,
now.
So
oh, okay.
I'm familiar
with that.
I just didn't think of doing it because it's easy to look at it and say, "Oh, let me edit that section." So
right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was hoping there was some magical button I didn't know about yet.
Well, the doc is available, right? So anything that's actually, no, that's not true. So, yeah, it's only tip of tree. Never mind.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the GitHub IO thing, but that's only whatever's at the top there.
So Dave Longley's mentioning in IRC that if you fork it to your personal account, you would be able to see it in the GitHub pages if you knew how to construct the URL to get to it. It is possible, but I mean, it's easier, I think, to check it out and just look at it and edit it on your local file system than it is to do that other flow. It's faster, easier, you don't have less commits that are wrong, so on and so forth. But honestly, Joe, there were some syntax issues with what you did, but who cares? It took all of 5 minutes for me to go in and clean that stuff up. And if that gets us people that are going to do more commits on the spec, then we should be all for that, right? The content is more important than getting the syntax right.
Right. Well, the notion was I was just going to write a simple paragraph, and then I ended up having some lists, and then I'm like, oh, I should. That's probably an ordered list, blah, blah, blah. So in any case, it worked out. I'm glad I was able to get it in. I think next time I probably will do the I'll clone the repo and work from there.
Okay. All right, there's no one left on the queue right now. Any more discussion necessary on the topic of pull requests? All right, I'll take silence as a no. Next item on the agenda today is action item review. New topic. And I'll drop the link in there. There we go. I added a couple from today's discussion already. Those should be along the lines of what we've been talking about. If you want to wordsmith those, feel free. The privacy issues in the data model, we had several of these have been assigned. I'm not sure we need to keep tracking these on the action item list since they are being handled on the issues now in GitHub. It might suggest that we can close this one on line two in the spreadsheet wait for a new action to show up later, if that's all right.
Yeah, so this is Joe. I forget who it was, Amigas maybe, who was going to get us some templates and walk us through that process. So I'm hesitant to pull it off because I want to keep that, although maybe if we're more specific about instead of just privacy analysis,
Put
a name on it.
If there's a specific deliverable or action that we're looking for, it would be probably better to call it out more discreetly.
Yeah. I think it was Adam, right? Was it Adam that had the
Yes.
Yeah. So and if somebody can describe for me because I can't talk at the same time. It's Abe August. So what I have, and I have them if you want them, is the NIST privacy risk evaluation methodology worksheets, which is the work. That's the worksheets that NIST put together in response to that NISTA that we were discussing weeks ago. So if you want to take a crack at using those as a start of the process, then I can absolutely send them to you. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that would be great. If you send that out, I think you'll get responses from me and hopefully from Adrian, and maybe we can get some other folks to chime in, but I think that would be a good thing to keep the conversation going.
Okay. Well, I'll just send them to the list. Well, can I send an attachment? It's kind of a big zip. Can I send an attachment to the list?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send that as a zip.
Cool.
Is it the? Are there any other more specific items in that first? Privacy topic that we should call out, and does anyone object to me closing that one and waiting for the specific actions to come out of it?
So I think not on that particular one. There's an action. There's on line four, the privacy analysis of Gropper use case. Like I think Joe has kind of sort of close that out, right? I mean, it's on issue 12, and issue 12 was just about that section. I'm saying that's done as far as Joe, wrote that section. That doesn't mean that we may not need to do a larger privacy analysis, but I don't know what that. I think that is basically applying the NIST stuff to Adrian Gropper's use case, the healthcare use case. And I think I just heard Joe say that he was going to do that. So I'm saying line four has been like overtaken by events.
Okay.
Action on, so I think we should just strike it and then, yeah, great.
Good. It's a nice flow. Take care of that.
I'm not sure we did the first one though. Oh. I'm sorry. I feel like I'm a counter voice on both of these initially, at least.
I agree.
I think I would. Well, I don't know that I was the only one who did the first one, but it seemed we had a lot of folks who said, "Yeah, I'll tackle one of those." And I don't know how many of them got tackled.
Can someone take an action to make this be a little more specific? I'm not sure what represents complete on this action item. And if there's several parallel threads running underneath it, then we should just sort of track those individually.
So I think we should strike it, not because I think it's done, because it is so open-ended that we don't know what done looks like. So,
right.
Or maybe done is we close out all the privacy issues in the data model, which is like that's not going to happen for another like year, right? So I think we should just strike this. It's not good to have action items that are just open for multiple months. I think we are tracking this through multiple issues raised, privacy issues raised on the data model. And with, you know, Joe's pull request and some of the ones I put in, we're making steady progress towards that, right? So the only thing I think we may need to do at this point, Nate Otto has written some text that he needs to put into PR. Nathan George, you volunteered to do something here. So, like, pick one or two privacy issues and assign them to yourself. And I think we can get rid of this line, get rid of this action item, and track it in the issue tracker instead. Anyway, that's the proposal.
Do we have maybe a next step menu to be verify that all the privacy issues are assigned to someone? And then we can close this?
Sure. I can take an action to do that. Is that what you're
I wasn't necessarily assigning it to you, but I appreciate your volunteerism.
I'll take an action to do that.
Recruit might be a good verb there.
Forcibly recruit. Okay, I'll assign people, and then if you don't want to do it, just unassign yourself.
All right, I added a more specific action there along those lines menu. And unless there's objections, I'm going to close the one on row two.
Plus one to close.
Done. Nice. Dan, there's a couple items here that have been sort of hanging on for about a month, for a few weeks here with these actions from previous meetings. I suspect these might have been done, but I'm not positive. Can we validate those? And if so, let's close them. These row 10 and 11. Are you on the Dan Burnett to discuss Google Doc with Manus? Not sure what that is. It's not a meeting.
Yes, that's done.
Okay.
That one's done.
All right. And Burnett to send out presentation about submitting pull requests. I think I saw that come through.
Yeah, I thought I sent that already. If I didn't, I can send it again. But I thought I sent out an email that had links to both of them.
I think so. All right. Any more action item discussion today? I think that closes all the ones that were opened, and we've opened a few more as of this week. So nice velocity there. Good cadence. All right. Unless there's objections, we'll move to the next topic. This is the last discussion topic. The final one on the agenda is suggestions for next week. Let's have a quick discussion about that. Any things we want to nominate for next week's agenda? Otherwise, we'll have an early close today.
Yep, I added myself to the queue.
Manu?
I'm wondering, this is kind of a, you know, work over the next month to month and a half. We have rebooting Web of Trust that's coming up, and there are going to be a number of us there. I'm trying to figure out some useful deployment work that we could do for rebooting Web of Trust based around verifiable claims. I believe that at least our organization is going to have the capability to issue something equivalent to an ID card that's a verifiable claim. And I'm wondering if we could like collaborate with Joe, I don't know if you're going to be at Rebooting Web of Trust in Paris, but like, you know, if we could create something like a UNHCR ID card, like a refugee ID card that's privacy aware, and actually show like a technological deployment of that, it would be a stretch, but I think that's like within reach, and would kind of demonstrate like this continuity between the United Nations ID 2020 work and the stuff that you've been doing with the refugee crisis and the stuff we've been doing in verifiable claims, and just kind of showing like, you know, this isn't just all talk. We've actually, we can demonstrate the technology working on a software platform. So that's just an idea. You know, the other idea, of course, is like, you know, there's the open badges stuff with blockchain and Kim and Learning Machine. So we could potentially do something around that. So the general pitch is, you know, can this group figure out like a really short deployment project to work on by the time rebooting Web of Trust 4 comes around, such that we can kind of, you know, discuss or polish or deploy something, right? So anyway, it's just a kind of a heads up for other folks to think about that, about what we could kind of deploy after rebooting Web of Trust 4.
Yeah, that sounds cool. How would you like to explore that?
I don't know. Maybe over email first and then a phone call. I don't know if we, I mean, I think, you know, it doesn't need to happen on these calls, but we should definitely kind of rope the folks in on the call, like give people kind of status updates of where we are. And then maybe, you know, people can say like, hey, I really, really want to see a prescription as a verifiable claim. And then maybe that's something that we can try to do. Maybe that's something that we can try to put into the verifiable claims playground and maybe issue like a prescription using some of the software that's being built. So just to,
okay,
you know,
well,
brainstorm, everyone on the call should be, you know, brainstorming about what they'd like to see in the next like 2 to 3 months.
Yeah, well, I have a specific idea, I mean, for what you brought up with UNHCR, and I think it'll just be a matter of whether or not we have enough front-end and back-end shops to pull it together. So
okay,
let's take that to email and see if we can do it.
Great.
Renee, you're on the queue. Bern?
Yes. So I just wanted to first say thank you to all the people who sent added requirements to the requirements list in the Google Doc. And secondly, for some of them, I had made comments like asking to rephrase in a certain way. And so I just want to make sure that people who put requirements on that list just check back and you know, see if I've given some comments. You should have been notified through whatever your access was to the Google Doc, but in case you weren't, just take a quick look and see if I have a comment there. That's all. Thanks.
All right. Manu, you're on the queue.
Yeah, on requirements. So, Dan, at what point are we going to start kind of prioritizing that? That's one question for you. And the other thing is more of a comment. Adam Migas and some of the folks at Digital Bazaar took a look at the requirements. So this is a hey, the requirements have been really helpful without even getting to the main purpose of what they're for, which is organizing our work. We took the requirements and we did a fairly thorough analysis on Jose and Jots, trying to see where like Jose and Jots work, or if they can be reused for some of the stuff, or you know, all the ways that we might be able to take the verifiable claims data model and get Jose and Jots to express a verifiable claim. So it was just a kind of a heads up to the group that, you know, Adam and us have kind of been working on that offline. We do have an analysis doc. Adam, I don't know when you'd want to, Adam, I guess rather, I don't know when you'd want to kind of show this to the group, but it's just basically like a heads up that, you know, we've taken the requirements as they stood and then applied them to see if Jose and Jots could meet the requirements that the group has been stating. So, just a heads up that that's something that's being worked on in parallel.
Let me just respond to Manu there. I think it's probably weeks away, but yeah, I think in a few weeks maybe we should bring it back to the group and show them what we've done. Yeah.
This is Stone. I'm just curious what the early sort of intuition or gut check is on Jose JWT. Is it sort of playing out the way we thought it would? Are there surprises there?
I think it's too early right now to say anything, but I think, you know, this is kind of squarely in Adam's Adam's wheelhouse. So I expect he'll have something to say in a couple of weeks.
Great. All right. Let's see.
Byrne,
you're on the queue.
Yes. So, Manu, to respond to your question about when are we taking the next step with requirements. So a couple things. First, I do need people to look at some of the comments I've made. They're just suggestions about, you know, rewording them to be more focused on the data model spec, for example, or anyway, some things like that. But the main reason the main factor affecting when we move forward is when I have time again. Okay, so to be blunt, I had intended by this meeting to be able to say what we were doing next with them. But I've just been swamped with other work, frankly, and will be for the next week and a half. But I am I will move that forward. Okay, believe me, that's very important to me to take the next step on that. So as soon as I get just a little bit more time, I'll start pushing forward on the ordering there to help us guide the discussions going forward.
Great, thanks.
All right. Any other order of business to attend to in our last 5 minutes? Do a quick time check. All right. I think that concludes our meeting for the day then. Thank you for a good discussion and getting a lot done in the last couple of weeks.
Great. Thanks all.
Thanks, everyone.
Cheers, guys.